It's 2 minutes past the hour. I propose we go ahead and start. Maybe Warren will join later on. So welcome to the second conference call of the TLE Ops Standing Committee. You've all seen the agenda, I assume, which this time consists of 8 agenda items. The things that are, you know, out of the usual are to approve the list-wide message on security alerts, to discuss the procedure to distribute ICANN security alerts, and to discuss the draft slides of the for the CCNSO meeting, CCNSO presentation in Marrakesh. And the rest is all standard agenda items, as you may have seen. So first of all, let's go to the action points. There is 6 of them at this point left. So we have action point number 1, which is for John and Jack to develop a procedure for packaging and getting ICANN security information on the list in a timely way.
Okay, so I actually got in touch with John about that, and he proposed to add 2 ICANN staff on the TLD Ops mailing list to send those messages, that information. So John Crane and Kim Davis. And the idea is that they send an introduction message to the whole mailing list to say that they will disseminate information once in a while when it's appropriate for that mailing list. So we've had a discussion, and that's where we're at.
This is Byte. May I add, say, that the TLD Ops informs the community this will happen before as a steering committee. So they're not surprised it happens. They know you, but they're not aware that ICANN will do this.
So good point. Maybe we should add that to the global message that we want to send, or 2-in-1.
And do you think, Bart, in your long experience within the CCNSO, do you think, what do you reckon the impact will be of adding 2 ICANN folks to the actual TLE Ops mailing list? Because I remember
I think, if you make very clear it's going to be John and his background and Kim, say, being on IANA, that's a no-brainer.
Okay.
But don't add them and start that they can send emails, because that's the, triggers or may trigger some backfire. The only thing is, my advice, and say whatever you're going to communicate or change, announce it, and then you can see whether there is pushback. And if there isn't, just go ahead. But first, announce what you're going to do, and then do it.
Okay.
As a general, and in my experience, that's a no-brainer. As long as people know it will happen, and not jumped on them as a surprise, so they do have the opportunity to react if they feel like it.
Because the thing that I was a little bit afraid of was that in the past, I think that we somewhere explicitly mentioned that we would not put any ICANN folks on the mailing list because it's a list for and by CCTLD.
There is room in the charter. So in your global message, when you add this and in future, just refer to the charter, because in principle, people, that's available, and you act within the scope of the charter. So that's, maybe you can add this. And it's, there is room for interpretation. That's very clear. But make very clear from the start this is happening, and that you think, as a TLD Ops Steering Committee, it adds value.
So right now the global message says, well, I put it in the chat, it says that we are working on, with the, we're planning to work with the security team, the ICANN security team.
Yep.
So we change the global message to say that, you know, we work with the ICANN team, and the intent is to add John and Kim to the mailing list according to our charter, blah, blah, blah. And then, do you have any issues with that? And then we can put a date? and a week from now they're going to be added.
Yeah.
So if, so if nobody complains, then we.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a kind of beeping system, or beeping system, I think is the English word. If they don't beep, just go ahead.
Okay.
I think the remark that, or the advice that Bart gave, to also include their background a little bit, explicitly saying that, okay, these are the folks that are responsible for security and stability at ICANN/IANA, that might also help in that global message.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Most people will know them anyway, especially Kim.
Yeah, I know, but it won't hurt to explicitly articulate that.
Absolutely. Absolutely agree.
So Jacques, could you update the global message accordingly?
Yeah, I'll do a first pass.
Okay.
And we can all, that'll be the last paragraph, right?
Let me have a look. Yes.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yes.
I'll send that today.
Okay.
So compared to the last meeting, I actually did something in this action item, so woohoo.
Man. But is there a way, Jacques, I'm not sure how the mailing list works, but is there a way to enable, to allow John and Kim to send messages but not receive messages from the list? Or is this something
yes,
that
there
we
is.
Want? I'm not sure if that's a desirable situation, but that could be the outcome of this discussion.
But
totally
nobody
possible.
Would want. They want to see the reply, right? The response to their messages.
Okay.
They could add a CC to the original message. It's totally possible, Christian.
Okay. I'm not saying that we should do that now, but maybe we should keep it in the back of our heads as a possible plan B or something.
I don't see a need as well, but it's totally possible.
Okay. All right. So I will update your action point, Jack, instead of giving you a new one. So that was action point number one. And then we have action point number two, which is also Jack's. Actually, that's on the message for the list, the global message for the list. So I will close action point number one, and I will update action point number two. So close this one and update that one. All right. Then we have action point number five, which is mine, to contact the ICANN VPs and ask them to, if they'd be willing to call the CCTO leads in their region. Actually, that's what I did, and I combined it with action point number six, which is to also send them the TLD Ops leaflet, the new one. I'm thinking that maybe I should send them a reminder, because this was like, I think, almost 3 to 4 weeks ago, and I haven't heard anything back since. So let me remind.
Christian, this is Bart. I've talked to one of them again a couple of weeks ago. He said he would start the process by calling, especially people in the Latin America, or in the Caribbean. I haven't seen anything, so it's a matter of, as you said, reiterating, almost hammer them to death until they take action.
Well, that might be a little bit counterproductive, but I get your point. Okay, I'll send out a reminder tomorrow. Okay,
Christian, may I ask a question?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
This is complementary to talking to the general manager of the regional organizations as well, or this is a new path?
Christian, you want to answer, or you want me to?
I think this is an additional path.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Bart.
Yeah, the regional VPs say they are, maybe you know, maybe you don't, but they are ICANN people who are overlooking and in touch with CCTLDs in the region. Now, in some regions, if you look at the map of all the CCTLDs who
I totally understand that. I know that, we, especially in our region, we don't have contact with some CCs that you guys do. I understand.
Yeah.
It was
okay. Then it's an additional path.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Good question, though. All right, then action point number 10 is Kim's to update the list of subscribers on the homepage to include the geographic region and to also include non-subscribed CCTLDs. I think you did the geographic regions, right, Kim? Kim, are you still there?
Talking on mute, I guess.
Yeah, something's going on there. And we can't hear you.
Sorry, something's wrong with my phone.
Okay.
You know, the A portion is completed.
Yep.
Not sure how to move forward on the B portion.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think there are two possibilities. Somebody needs to mute their phone. Okay, thank you. So I think there are two possibilities. One is to basically keep the list of missing CCTLDs, if you will, on paper, like we did in, I think it was in Buenos Aires, when we had these leaflets with the missing CCTLDs on it. The other option is to make that really explicit and put them on the website. What do we think?
I think it should be explicit on the website.
Yep. Any other opinions? Fred, what do you think?
Sorry, Christian. It's fine by me.
Okay. Erwin, any opinions on this one?
Oh, fine by me.
Okay. All right, so in that case, Kim, could you expand the, update the homepage to include that information?
Yes, I'll do that.
Yeah. Oh, Abibu also agrees. Oh, sorry about that, Abibu, I forgot to ask you. So, Kim, could you update the site accordingly?
Yes, I'll do that.
Okay, thank you.
And I'll update the missing CCTLD leaflet with the one that are listed on there.
Okay.
It's easier for my marketing people to build the graphic with this information.
Okay. I propose they just pull it off the website so that we use one source.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Making a note here. Okay. And then we had action point number 11, to organize our thoughts on the required culture change and GTLDs joining the TLD Ops community, for which I included two slides in the draft presentation. So I'm going to close this action point. All right.
I just one note.
Yeah,
I noticed the TLD Ops Standing Committee website. John Crane is C-R-A-N-E, and he's C-R-A... I-N? His name? It was misspelled, I think.
Oh, okay. I'm sure that Kim can also update that at the same time. Yep. Thanks. All right, so let's go back to the agenda. The third agenda item is TLD Ops operational status and issues. Kim, do you have anything to report there in terms of perhaps new...
Nothing to update since the last time we met.
Okay. I was afraid that would happen. Okay. So no operational issues, I'm afraid. In that case, let's move on to agenda item number 4, which is the list-wide message for the on the security alerts. So we just agreed to expand this with some information on the ICANN folks that will be joining. Is there any feedback on the other parts of the message? If there's no feedback, then I suggest we approve the rest of the message and just wait for Jack's updates of this last paragraph. Okay.
Can you send me the Word document for that?
Sure.
Please?
Yes, I will. Send Word doc. All right. I will do that. And then agenda item number 5 is to discuss the procedure to distribute ICANN security alerts. I think we already sort of discussed that during the action points. So John and Kim will be able to share information on the list as members of that list. And that's basically it, I think. Do we need to discuss the format of the information with them at some point? What do you think, Jack?
I'll ask him to send a draft to the mailing list of what they want to send, the first message. And then we can...
Yeah, so send a draft
via email.
To the... Yeah. You mean send a draft to the...
Yes.
Sorry, Christian. Do you think that we need to standardize the way of sharing this information? Because being them a channel or a better informed channel than the other participants of the list, the way they share the information, being a link to somewhere else or a CVE, or I don't think it matters the format. But anyway, it's just my opinion.
Okay. But I think that it might help to ask John to send us a sample on the steering committee list so that we all have an impression of what the information will look like when he actually shares it on the Tilde Off list.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the introduction message.
No, no. I was talking about a particular template, if there is any, about the that they use to share incident information on the Tilde Off list.
Okay. I kind of agree with Fred that there's no real standard, but I'll ask them if they have anything they follow.
Yep. Or at least ask them to forward one message to me because I'm not on the list, so because you guys can see it. I can't.
Okay.
I can see.
Can we add an action item to add you as an observer on the list so you can receive email but not send?
Christian,
no.
I do have procmail. I will solve this problem in 5 minutes.
Solve what problem, Fred?
I will forward all the messages that are received from the list to you.
No, all of them. No, not all of them, Fred. I just meant the one message, the first message that that John or Kim will share on the list with the actual security information in there. So if there has been...
To be frankly, Christian, it makes no sense whatsoever to me to have a steering committee member not in the list.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So we're going to add you as an observing member.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Are you going to do that, Jack? Or
yeah, me and Kim.
Okay. All right. Of course, you're right about that, Brent. Okay, thanks.
Before that, Matt, just a question. Is Warren member, is he subscribed? Because he's also a member of the TLD Ops.
Yeah, there was some confusion about that. I had a discussion with him, let's say, off-list on that. And my initial hunch was to put Warren on the TLD Ops steering committee list and not on the TLD Ops list. But now I'm not so sure anymore.
My advice would be to put him on the TLD Ops list itself as well as an observer.
Yep.
Because otherwise you create this type of confusion, yep. and for future reference, or new members or observers to the TLD Ops list, they should be subscribed, because otherwise, being member of a steering committee, you're half blind.
I know.
But following the principle of least astonishment, as Bart said, inform it before end.
Yeah.
Could you repeat that, Fred? I didn't get that.
Following the principle of least astonishment, please inform people
on the
TLD Ops list that will be adding. Yes, just that. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not ask for permission. It's just inform them.
Yeah.
Because I think there is no point in have people on the steering committee not have power to be on the list.
True.
At least as observers.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
I'll add that to the global message.
Okay, cool. It's getting a long message.
Yes.
Okay, so I think with that we can close action item number five, agenda item number five. We went through it quite extensively. So then let's move on to action item number six, which is the draft slides for the Marrakesh meeting for the CCNSO Members Day, which is, I think I have the time slot on the Tuesday, right at the beginning, I think just a little bit after 9. So everybody's going to be, you know, shiny and fresh at that point. I think you guys already had a look at the slides and provided feedback, which I incorporated. I noticed that I misspelled John Crane's name here as well. I'll change that. And the two things that I would like to discuss with you all now is the slides 7 and 8, and in particular slide 8. So slide 7 is the one that says challenge 1, sharing of information. I think we've pretty much covered the way in which we're going to get incident information on the list or security information on the list, and that's going to be through Kim and John. One thing that we don't have yet, I think, is how do we enable CCTLDs to also share information on the list. And for that, I think a first step would be to get into the operational processes of the folks managing the systems at different CCTLDs. And I'm not an operational person myself, but so I was kind of wondering what your ideas were regarding this point. So we need to be on people's checklists somehow. If they, you know, have an incident or they observe an incident somewhere that they think, oh, now we need to share that information on the TLD ops list. Is there any
What if we build that process in line on the mailing list? We ask the people on the mailing list, what process should we implement?
Yep.
And then we're not on the hook for actually building the process, but it's consensus-based.
Yeah, we could do that. Irvin, any other thoughts on this?
Well, I think it's mainly a problem of bootstrapping. As soon as people see other people writing, they'll start writing themselves. But we need to get the first sheep over the dam.
Okay. Yeah, that might also work.
So as soon as we start seeing some activity, I think it might pick up.
So ideally, we want to send the global message before the ICANN meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we should send a message after the ICANN meeting to say, you know, how do we put TLD ops inside CCTLD's operating processes?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And then get some.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do, Jack? I'm just going to...
Fine, doesn't talk to us.
Could you repeat that, Erin?
I was just saying that we should definitely send a message before Marrakesh so if people can find us and talk to us in during the meeting.
Yeah. 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 But we will. So that will not be a problem because the updating the global message won't take that much time, I think. So we should be able to send it out early next week somewhere. So what I'm going to do is this slide number 7, I'm going to simply raise this point and then ask people to come and talk to us if they have any ideas on that.
Okay.
Yep.
Just making a note here. Okay. And then the other key challenge that we had or are still having is to add gTLDs to the list. We had a discussion on that, I think, during the previous call and also a little further back. I tried to organize my thoughts a little bit as I was instructed by action point number 11. So that's slide number 8. So what I did there is I basically put the question there saying that, okay, do we want to open up TLD ops for gTLDs? And I think we should ask the audience to use their cards to indicate if they want it. And also try to, you know, discuss the implications a little bit. So if we currently have 75% of all CCTLDs on the list, and if we apply that same percentage to the number of gTLDs, which is around 1,500, then we roughly end up with, you know, like 1,000 TLDs on the list. And if you do that times two or three people, well, that's going to be a huge group.
But Christian, this is because you are counting by the number of TLDs. But if you count by the number of the organizations that operate those TLDs, it will be, I think, 20 or something.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. I didn't take that into
account. I
don't know,
but could have a better number. But if you look at the GNSO operating organizations, they are not much.
Yeah, that's a good point. I will change that.
There are some back-end providers that run services for 300, 400 TLDs. So.
Yep.
And there are gTLD backend operators already on the list now.
Yeah, they are. There are.
Because they operate CCs, some CCs.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, let me add that too. That's also a good point. On the list.
And especially this is a technical list. There is no political power in participating on it as long as we play good and the people that are added add to the trust community and not the other way around, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I would not object at all.
No.
To the contrary, actually.
No. I'm just trying to, with this slide, I'm trying to highlight the different implications and pros and cons.
Okay.
Yeah, so I listed a few pros and I listed a few cons. Another pro, by the way, might be that if we get, let's say, the gTLDs in the community, then we sort of create a critical mass that makes TLD ops kind of, you know, the de facto a mandatory community to join. So we might actually get the critical mass that we need. So what I propose is to have this, you know, for the top part of the slide there, and then ask the audience, okay, what do you think? Should we open up? And if we do, then a potential approach would be to, have the Tele Op Standing Committee structure unchanged for a year, because if we get, let's say, GTLDs on board, they will probably also want to have a say in the Tele Op Standing Committee, which is logical, I think. But we should maybe try to keep the structure of the Standing Committee rather stable in the next couple of months if we want to add those GTLDs to the list. But that's my first impression. Do you guys agree?
Yep.
That's good for me.
Okay. And probably we will also need some allocated time from ICANN staff to administer the list, because I remember that Gabi last year, she was quite busy with it. And, of course, it depends on the number of organizations that will join. But we might want to have some support from the ICANN staff here. Would that be possible, Bart?
Yes, that is possible. But I think what is more important, say, once you've got this, we need to talk a bit about the operational consequences. So in principle, Kim is available to do it, but knowing the numbers that are at it right now, that's fine. But so I know it took quite some time. It was very time-consuming when we started. So let's take that at the moment we get there. Say,
okay,
if necessary, Kim can do it, and maybe with the help of Yoka to take the... but we definitely need somebody, first of all, who knows what is happening, who understands the system. And, but in principle, yeah, that should not be a problem. But who it's going to be, it's another question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is okay. Okay, great. Thanks, Bart. And then the third bullet I put there is I think it's important that ICANN actively promotes the TLD ops list among the GTLDs. So that's probably something that we need to talk to ICANN about. I'm not sure if this is going to be through you, Bart, or through somebody else. Maybe through John.
To repeat it again.
So if we want to have GTLDs on the list,
yeah,
for at least the back-end operators, then we,
yeah,
need to be able to tell them about our... Excuse me?
To reach out to them. My suggestion would be either maybe go to the registry stakeholder group within the GNSO, because this is... All the GTLD registries are there, so that's and I think your best point of contact there would be either Donna Austin or maybe Chuck Gomes.
Okay.
And maybe and probably Warren could be helpful there as well with his background.
Okay.
And then of course John, but it's. Say the channel would be go through the RISG, I think it's called, the Registry Stakeholder Group.
Okay. All right. Noted. And then the fourth thing I added is that if we also get the GTLDs on board, then let's say the relevance of the TLD Ops mailing list might increase, and we might need to have some sort of service contract in place, potentially between service contract with DNS.org, that is. So that might be potentially between ICANN and DNS.org, because at that point, let's say more and more organizations are depending on the server, so to speak. I'm not sure if this is necessary in the first step, but this, it might be something that we want to think about in the future.
I maybe, but I don't think so.
No?
Unless we want to do the a more advanced system than the mailing list. Because we're administering our own mailing list, right?
Yeah. No, but I mean the server on which the mailing list runs.
Yeah.
Or the, if it doesn't make any sense, then I'll just remove it.
Christian, maybe it's too early to go down that path.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the next iteration. That's almost the so if you go back to the previous working group, it's almost going down the funnel of creating a very overwhelming system, which will really cost money.
No, that was not my intention at all, to be honest.
No, but you have to be careful there. Once you've got SLAs in place, there will be a counter side to it.
Okay, all right. I'll remove that one from the slide.
Yeah, because basically
okay.
we're all members of the NSORC, a lot of us, and the money we contribute pays for systems like that. So
that's true. Yep. All right. So are you guys okay with updating the slide a little bit, which I'll distribute it again, of course, and then doing it along these lines?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'll give the slides an update in the next couple of days and send you a new version. Okay. So that was agenda item number 6. Then the summary for the community. I think the important things to mention are the procedure for setting, that we discussed the procedure for sharing security information. That we agreed on the global message. And that we discussed and reviewed the slide set, draft slide set. I think these are the three key points that we discussed today, right? The sharing of the procedure for sharing security information, the global message, and the slides that we just went through.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay. Then I'll create a brief summary out of that and share it with you guys and also with the rest of the community. Okay. So that was agenda item 7. Then that leaves us with any other business as the last point to discuss. So Fred, any other business that we need to discuss?
No.
No. Jacques?
So I got one. So do you think I should bring copies of the Are You Missing leaflet? That was a two-pager thing?
Yeah, why not? If you can do it, then please do.
I'll bring 50 or so.
Yep, that makes sense. Thanks.
Okay, so I need Kim's list of missing CCs, and then I'll do that.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Irvin, anything?
I'm just going to say to you, Marrakesh, I won't be at the work group meeting on Sunday, but I'll see you on Tuesday.
You will not be there on the Sunday, but you will be there on the Tuesday.
Yes, I'm flying in on during the working group meeting on Sunday, so it'll be this Sunday evening.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Irvin. I'll be Boo. No any other business? That's quick. So we don't have Warren on the call. Kim, perhaps anything else that we need to talk about?
Just a reminder, we're meeting that Sunday, 10 to 11.
And we will have remote participation if someone requests it. Otherwise, we won't have a bridge.
Okay. Thank you, Ken.
We'll be in the air.
Bart?
Not for me, thanks.
Bart, any other business?
No, sorry. I was on mute.
Okay, no worries. Okay, I don't have anything else myself either, so let's continue discussing on the mailing list and take care of our action points, and then we'll see each other in Marrakesh. And I will also prepare a few slides for the, let's say, meeting on Sunday, which will be similar to, I guess, this conference call with an agenda and that sort of thing. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right, great. So talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.